Hello, brethren. Once again, this is Pastor Edo coming your way with the Word of God. If your Bible, turn with me to the book of John, chapter 10, verse number 16. The Gospel according to John, chapter 10, verse number 16. I read from the King James Version of the Scriptures. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice. And there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Amen. John chapter 10, verse number 16. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Amen. In the book of John chapter number 10, Jesus talk about it. He being a good shepherd. In fact, Christ elaborated on being a good shepherd. And also he gave the duties of a good shepherd and someone who is just hired to take care of a flock. In John chapter 10, verse 11 to 14, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But he that is an hireling and not the shepherd, whose own sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming, and leaveth the sheep, and fleeth, and the wolf catcheth them, and scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth, because he is an hireling, and careth not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and am known of mine. Hallelujah. So Jesus Christ gave a distinction between a good shepherd and a hired or a bad shepherd. Whenever the bad shepherd sees a wolf or a fox, he fled away, and the fox devoured the sheep. But a good shepherd cared for the sheep, and the sheep is his. Hallelujah. So Jesus is the good shepherd. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, that they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Amen. Jesus Christ being a good shepherd. I've started today's sermon as Christ our shepherd. Christ our shepherd. Now, how is Christ our shepherd? How is Christ our shepherd? Christ became our shepherd when he gave us life. Christ became our shepherd when he gave us life. In John chapter 10, verse number 11, I'm the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. Hallelujah. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. Christ, the good shepherd. So he gave his life for us. He came to die a very disgraceful death for us. So does his death will make us live again. Hallelujah. Christ is the good shepherd. Christ is our shepherd. How is Christ our shepherd? Jesus knows us. Christ knows us. In John chapter 10, verse number 14, I am the good shepherd and know my sheep and am known of mine. I am the good shepherd and know my sheep and am known of mine. So Christ knows us. He calls us by his name, by our name. He knows us. He knows whatever we do. He knows our thought. He knows our thinking. He knows what we are feeling. In fact, Christ knows us. I'm the good shepherd and know my sheep and I'm known of mine. So Christ is our shepherd because Jesus or Christ knows us. Christ is our shepherd because He came to seek for the lost. The purpose of Christ coming down on earth, he came to seek for the lost. In John chapter 10, verse number 16, our foundation text, "And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd." Christ came to seek for the lost. He realized that as a shepherd, his sheep or flock is not up to the number. So he said, "And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, that they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd." Hallelujah. John chapter 10, verse number 16. How is Christ our shepherd? Because he gave us eternal life. In John chapter 10, verse number 28, "And I gave unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand." Hallelujah. The shepherd, Jesus Christ, gave us eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Hallelujah. If Christ is shepherding us, nobody can plug us out of the hands of Christ. If Christ is shepherding us, no wolf, no fox, no lion can devour us. Hallelujah. Because he gave us eternal life. "And I gave unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand." Hallelujah. I like this verse, John chapter 10, verse number 28. "And I gave unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand." The reason why Christ is our shepherd, or Jesus is our shepherd, is that he gave us life. Jesus knows us. Christ came to seek for the lost, and Christ gave us eternal life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. "And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd." Christ don't want us to be scattered. He wants the sheep to be in one fold, and then also he shepherding us. Hallelujah. Anytime we leave the fold, anytime we come out from the canopy of Christ, we become very vulnerable to the devil. That is why Christ is saying that other sheep that belongs to the fold, he will bring them in, so there will be one fold, and then there will be one shepherd. "And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd," so that the devil will not snatch us from the flock. Hallelujah. Now, how to come to the shepherd? If Jesus is the shepherd, how can we come to the shepherd? We can only come to the shepherd through Jesus. There's no other way that we can come to the shepherd without passing through Jesus. In John chapter 10, verse number 3, "To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out." Hallelujah. Jesus Christ will call us by our names, and he will lead us out to wherever he wants to go. So we can only come to the shepherd through Jesus. to him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth him, and calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. John chapter 10, verse number 3. How can I come to the shepherd? Only through the door. Only through the door. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entered not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. John chapter 10, verse 1. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entered not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. John chapter 10, verse 2. But he that entered by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. So we can only come to the shepherd through the door. Any other means of entering into the fold, you are termed as a robber or a thief. Hallelujah. How to come to the shepherd is to follow Jesus. We can only come to the shepherd if we follow Jesus. John chapter 10, verse number 4. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. Hallelujah. The shepherd in the Old Testament, the shepherd in biblical times, they follow the sheep. They take the lead, and the sheep follow them. In this part of our world, realize that when you see shepherds, they rather follow the sheep. That's the opposite. In biblical terms, the sheep follows the shepherd. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. John chapter 10, verse number 4. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. Hallelujah. Now, what are some of the benefits of coming to the shepherd? What are some of the benefits for coming to the shepherd? We shall take 1, 2, 3 of them. One of the benefits of coming to the shepherd is to obtain salvation. In John chapter 10, verse number 9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. John chapter 10, verse number 9. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The word man there in the text is gender neutral, referring to both male and female. I am the door. By me, if any person enter in, he or she shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Hallelujah. Other benefit of coming to the shepherd is that Jesus laid down his life for us. In John chapter 10, verse number 15, as the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. Hallelujah. John chapter 10, verse number 15. As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. One of the benefits of coming to Jesus or the shepherd is Jesus laid down his life for you and I. Another benefit of coming to the Father or the shepherd is we are for Jesus. We are for Jesus. In John chapter 10, verse number 14, I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and am known of mine. So the sheep knows the shepherd. Whenever you have good relationship with any animal that you rear, that animal develops a very good relationship with you. And that is how Jesus Christ is the shepherd. He is ours. I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and am known of mine. Hallelujah. John chapter 10, verse number 14. Hallelujah. Christ, our shepherd. Christ is our shepherd. And as the psalmist said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Hallelujah. Christ is our shepherd. Let's go back to our foundation text. In John chapter 10, verse number 16. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Christ, our shepherd. Christ, our shepherd. How can we come to the shepherd? We can come to the shepherd through Jesus. We can come to the shepherd through the door. And we can come to the shepherd when we follow Jesus. Hallelujah. What are some of the benefits of coming to the shepherd? You can obtain salvation. Jesus is for us. And Jesus laid down his life for you and I. Hallelujah. Jesus is the good shepherd. He laid down his life for us so that we will be saved. Jesus is the good shepherd. He knows us and called us by name. He came to give us life and life in abundance. Hallelujah. This podcast can be heard on the following social media platform. This podcast can be heard on the following social media platform. Apple Podcasts, that is those who are using Apple iPhones, iPad, or MacBook. Google Podcasts, those who are using Android phones. Pocket Casts, Anchor, Breaker, Public Radio, and Spotify. If only Spotify is in your country or is in your region, and kindly subscribe so that you can receive my podcast anytime I post it. May God bless and bless us. This Pastor Edu coming your way this morning with the word of God. Amen.